Winter. Chapter 1. Help, I've got spots. Thursday, January the 1st. These are the things I am going to do this year. I will help poor people. I will put my clothes in the cupboard. I will stop squeezing my spots. Just my luck. I've got a big spot on my chin. I told Mum it's because I never have any vitamin C. She said, go and buy an orange then. Monday, January the 5th. Dad is ill. Mum bought him a vitamin C drink, but I told her it's too late now. I saw Nigel on his new bike today. He is brown from his expensive Christmas holiday in a hot country. He hasn't got any spots. Thursday, January the 8th. Now Mum is ill. I have to look after them both. Just my luck. I have been up and down the stairs all day. I cooked a big dinner for them, but they didn't eat any of it. I never want to be a doctor. Sunday, January the 11th. My parents coughed all night. They didn't care that I needed to sleep. Dad was in a bad mood in the morning. This means that he is feeling better. He said something angry to Mum and she cried. I made her a cup of tea without her asking me. She cried about that as well. Some people are never happy. My grandmother came. The house is very dirty, she said. I showed her my room because it's always clean, and she gave me 50p. She squeezed the spot on my chin. Now it looks worse. Monday, January the 12th. There's a new girl in our class. She sits next to me in geography. Her name is Pandora. She's got long blonde hair and she's pretty. I think that I might love her. Tuesday, January the 13th. Mr. Lucas from next door came to see my parents. They were still in bed. He brought a get well card and some flowers for my mother. She was very happy when he was here. I think that Dad was asleep, but I'm not sure. I'm going to bed early to think about Pandora. I will go to the doctor's on Saturday if the spot is still there. I cannot live like this. Everybody is looking at my chin. Wednesday, January the 14th. Good news! Dad is going to work again. When I got home from school, Mr. Lucas was drinking coffee with Mum in the kitchen. Why was he here? I don't know. She's not ill now. They were laughing together until I came in. I never see Mr. Lucas laugh with his wife. I don't think that they are happy together. I've written a poem, and it only took me 2 minutes. That's faster than the famous writers. It's about life. I showed it to Mum, but she laughed. She hasn't washed my clothes for school tomorrow. She's not like the mothers on television. Anyway, I don't care. I'm sending the poem to the TV programme People's Poems. She won't laugh if they read it on TV. Friday, January the 16th. I sat next to Pandora in geography again. She looks more beautiful every day. Her eyes are dark brown like a dog's. I told her that and she smiled. I lent her my blue pen. The spot is huge today. Nigel said, I can't see a spot. But he was just being nice. I found a book about vitamins and skin. I left it on the kitchen table because I want Mum to see it. I'm going to visit the doctor about the spot tomorrow. Saturday, January the 17th. Dr. Taylor is a terrible doctor. He didn't really look at the spot.
It's just a spot, he said.
Then he asked,
Is everything all right at home?
No, it isn't, I told him. My mum never gives me vitamins.
Go home, Adrian. You're fine, he said.
Monday, January the 19th. I am now in a group at school called the Happy Helpers. We help people in Leicester. On Saturday, I will start helping an old man called Bert Baxter. He's 89, so I might not have him for long. Pandora smiled at me today. I was drinking water, so I couldn't smile at her. Just my luck. Tuesday, January the 20th. Mum's looking for a job. Who will look after me? What will I eat? I'll have to eat chips and sweets. My skin will be worse than now. She's a terrible mother. Saturday, January the 24th. Today was the worst day of my life. Mum has got a job in an office. She starts on Monday. Dad is in a bad mood because Mum won't be at home to clean and cook. But worst of all, Bert Baxter is not a nice old man and his house is very dirty. I had to cut the grass and it was really hard work. But even worse than that, Pandora is going out with Nigel. Sunday, January the 25th. 10 a.m. All the stress is making me ill and I cannot eat. 6 p.m. Pandora, my lost love. I will never touch your beautiful hair. But you can still use my blue pen. 8 p.m. Pandora, Pandora, Pandora. 10 p.m. Why? Why? Midnight. I had a sandwich and an orange for my skin. I feel a bit better. I hope that Nigel falls off his bike and a lorry hits him. I will never speak to him again. He knows that I love Pandora. Monday, January the 26th. Pandora and Nigel were together in the lunch line. I didn't speak to them. Midnight.
Good night, Pandora, my love.
2 a.m. It is February the 14th soon, Valentine's Day, the day when everyone sends a card to their love. I've got nobody to send a card to.